This is an MUT Radio podcast.
This week, Campus Health Clinic has collaborated with us to talk about some interesting things. We have spoken about a lot of things. We have spoken about AMA contraceptives. I remember 2 days ago, we were speaking about AMA contraceptives with Sister Sbia. But today, we're speaking about something else. We're speaking about pregnancy and pregnancy termination. And I'm going to be joined by Sister Gasa from the MUT Campus Clinic and also Usemo Mondli, who ex-DUT back in the past, and Manje Ulapaya, a vet, a research wing. He's going to be joining us live, but also Kona or Sister Gasa, just to help me with him introducing our guest today. So firstly, good morning and welcome to MET Radio.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Sister Gasa from the clinic. We call it health services just for clout.
Oh.
So we've invited Usemo Mondli. We've had him for quite some time with us as a part of an association we call SACS that actually looks after all the universities in South Africa. So he opted to leave us in KZN and then he went to WITS. So because he's worked very closely with the youth and research in that context, so he's actually a little bit in the expertise of the field that we're speaking about right now. So pregnancy is part of part of our problems right now, for all the provinces, as well as one of the major reasons that we're having the big program that we're having starting on Monday. So we're trying to cap the new pregnancies that are coming up that are unplanned, as well as trying to assist people to actually have planned pregnancies as soon as they finish and plan their lives properly. So Usemo Mondli is going to be with me to assist in speaking about this subject. Ungathatha Mondli.
Yeah.
Sanibonani balaleli be MUT Radio. As Sister Gasa said, my name is Mondli Ntuli. I've worked with the youth previously at Durban University of Technology for 11 years. Mm. Yeah, 11 years. Then I went to Johannesburg at WITS Research Wing. And thank you so much for having me today, for inviting me. Well, let's start with the facts. Because Sister Gasa said, I'll bring the expertise. Because with research, there's a lot of things that you have to find out. We gather fact. We work with evidence. So the evidence says, in tertiary level, 1 out of 5 students will be pregnant here in the institution.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
1 out of 5 will definitely be pregnant. So that means we have to prepare ourselves. The health services here at Mangosuthu University of Technology have to prepare themselves for students who find themselves pregnant. Mm. But it is very, very much important that as soon as you suspect that you are pregnant, one of the signs is missing your period.
Okay.
Once you've missed your period, then there is a problem. So you need to find out whether it is just a missed period or you're just late, but you're still going to have your period, or you are pregnant. So you can either go to a pharmacy, get a pregnancy test at home. And if you find out that you are pregnant, you still need to go to a health service to confirm, because that is when they will really, really confirm whether indeed you are pregnant or not pregnant.
Mm.
All right. And because one of the important things when you are pregnant is to attend antenatal clinics.
Okay.
So basically, during the course of the pregnancy, you have to attend clinics. They take bloods to check if the pregnancy is still going accordingly.
Mm.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so maybe if we can, because both of you do work in university, so I'm going to just direct these questions to you, maybe at WITS and maybe the right here at ME too. Maybe how common do you get students who are going to come maybe to a campus clinic and they have unplanned pregnancies? How common does this happen?
It is very common because now you should realize these people are young and they come in not realizing that there's enough boys to actually make you want to have a relationship. And because they hadn't planned on having a relationship, everything falls upon them like a domino effect. By the time they realize it is happening, it's already done. So the pregnancy usually becomes an unplanned one based on the fact that they hadn't planned on ever sleeping with anyone to start with. So when you sleep with someone having not planned to sleep with them, you may fall pregnant. And when you do fall pregnant, which is the reason why right now we are having this talk, you may have other risks that you expose yourself to. You expose yourself to STIs, including HIV. You also expose yourself to conditions that are burdened into pregnancy, like preeclampsia and hypertension, diabetes in pregnancy, and cardiac problems in pregnancy. So those conditions are very common in young people because most of their organs are not prepared for this. It's too early for it to happen. And maybe because of some support problems that they may encounter, they also do not eat well. And you know, when you're stressing out because the other party is not coming to the ball, it also adds on top. So the stresses as well actually add a domino to the domino effect. It makes it even worse. So all those things make it difficult for them to come forward before time, which is why we were actually also informing them of a termination of pregnancy. Because if you find out you do not want, you still have an option to actually decide upon yourself as a woman if you still want to keep the pregnancy or not. Because then if you do want to keep the pregnancy, it is a lifelong problem. So it's a chronic illness on its own. So you choose to stick with it, it's going to be with you for life. And the male counterparts usually opt out and they stay out of the life of a child. In most cases. Yeah. So that's why we actually are trying to make them aware of that fact that there are options. That's why we spoke about contraceptives first before pregnancy. Because then people actually know their choices are made out for them and they can only choose. That's all they need to do.
From you, Mr. Mondli, Sir Mondli, maybe you can take us through, maybe you do research. So as Sixta Kasa has already said that this is very common. Yes. Maybe what are the causes of this, that teenagers or students end up having these unplanned pregnancies?
Having worked at DUT, what I've seen is that we are not so used in being alone, having freedom. Your own room, the freedom. So when you get to tertiary level, your parents are in Kwanongoma, in Eshowe, Johannesburg. So you find yourself in Durban. And Durban is as fast as Johannesburg. Nightlife in Durban is very, very fast. Then you find yourself forgetting what you came here for. All right. And then the excitement and peer pressure as well also plays a role, because you can see your friends, they're able to get certain things, iPhones and all that. And now you want to join in. Unfortunately, there's always a price to pay. There's no free lunch. So you've forgotten what you've came in here for. You end up having a boyfriend who's way older than you. And the one who has money has a final word. So if they do not want to use a condom, then you end up getting pregnant. And when you tell these people that you are pregnant, then they flip on you. They are not interested. Why didn't you prevent? Why didn't you prevent? Then you find yourself alone with a situation. Now you start looking back. At home, I was sent to go and study. So if they find out that I'm pregnant, it's going to be a problem. It's either they'll tell me to come back at home and sit at home. So what is the better option? It's to terminate. So others, they end up doing illegal terminations. Illegal terminations where they go to these pharmacies, get medication, and then they take them. And if we have instances whereby you will be called into a race. A fetus has been found on a dustbin. You find that one of the
usually after the stipulated time period.
Yes.
So when they find out too late, the hospitals won't accept them, so they go back straight.
Oh, now that is, yeah, that is too much. Now, maybe what are the steps to be taken? Now you find out that you are pregnant and you find out that you are not ready and you're thinking about termination. What are the steps maybe that lead up to that? Maybe what should you do? Do you go to counseling? Is counseling provided for you so they can show you the necessary things that you need to do? What are the steps?
I would say, all university health services, they have a student counseling wing, whereby if you feel overwhelmed by anything, not only pregnancy, you can go to the student counseling where there is always someone who's ready to help listen to you and also bring in the nursing staff from the clinic. And then we start planning what, okay, from now on, this is what is going to happen. And moreover, even in public hospitals, they do have this section whereby there are psychologists. If you feel that you aren't coping, because you may end up, students may not cope and end up going to these places and do illegal abortions.
Anything you would like to add, Sister Kasa?
I think most of the time people think they have it figured out before they come to university. But one thing I know is university life overwhelms you to a point where everything that you know doesn't make sense. And everything that you find out there is very interesting, and you want to actually have your hand inside the pot of the honey that you see everybody tapping into. So like Mondi has said, peer pressure is one of the biggest problems. And sometimes it's not just peer pressure. You could be pressured by the same person that you think you like or you love, and they actually would pressure you into doing things you had thought you would be able to actually withstand not going into. For instance, some of the girls come in here having a uklolwa, and they don't choose to actually stop it. They actually find themselves having given it away because they want to keep the relationship alive. Yet they are not ready for the repercussions of that giving away. So pregnancy is one of the repercussions, and contracting HIV is another. And now there's also a rise in HPVs. So we're trying to actually say, right now, you need to make your choice. So first things first, next week, we're testing. We're testing for HIV, we're testing for pregnancies, we're testing for everything else. And then we actually give you options to prevent those things from happening if you're not ready for them. Not unless you have the financial means to do it and the emotional means to actually accept whatever comes. Because every pregnancy is different from the last. You may find a boyfriend that is willing to take care of the child now. But come 2 years, or come 6 months, when the child is reacting to the initial milk that you had decided you would give the child, and they wouldn't want to actually be part of it. So the cost of everything makes it a whole lot of a difference as well. So some people would actually want to be part of the baby growing up, but when they realize the reality of it, they opt out. So everybody has to make a decision that's informed for themselves and want to actually stick to it when everything starts falling apart.
And now you've also did say there is people who terminate and it's too late. Yes. Maybe now if we can talk about the period of when is it allowed, or when is it possible, we would say, okay, you can terminate, and when, because you also said that sometimes odokotela can say now it's too late.
Anybody who's pregnant anytime in the pregnancy before the end of 16 to 20 weeks, they can actually opt for a termination of pregnancy. So by 16 to 20 weeks, it's like a long stretch. The earlier you go, the better, because they also do their own screenings, and they would actually tell you, you go and come back, all those things. And some may fail initially. Some terminations do fail initially. So you need enough time to actually do a redo again. So you may need to go earlier than 16 weeks to actually start the process. So that would be safer and it would be accepted. It's in the legal forms of everything, and it's done free of charge in the government hospitals. But then those who have money would opt for places like Mary Stopes, where they actually pay their own money. The last time we had a conversation with them, they actually give you a price if you bring a student card from your university, and then they actually, it's reduced amount rather than the full amount, they give you half the price. So it's actually manageable. You can do the termination without anybody finding out or anybody seeing you in the queues in the clinic or in the hospital or anywhere else. So it's discreet. It's more discreet at your price.
Just to add on what Sister Kasa is saying, there's this thing that our communities need to understand. And I know our values and all that, it says we shall not kill. Termination of pregnancy is a sin. Yes. It is legal. Morally, it's something else. It depends with you as a person, but it is a legal thing. And I would advise anyone there who is pregnant, an unplanned pregnancy that they find themselves with, and they do not know what to do, because some people end up trying to do the termination by themselves. So they go to these places, get the medication, drink it. Now the problem is when the body starts expelling the fetus, there's something called incomplete abortion. Some of the things they will be expelled, but the others remain inside. Then you start getting sick. Now you need the hospital so that they evacuate. They remove everything. So I would like to advise anyone who feels like they want to do a termination, do it the right way. Go to the hospital, go to the clinics, go to the hospitals, and ask people, let's stop being judgmental, because people find themselves in situation which they never thought they would find themselves into. And in that particular moment, it's what they think is the best solution.
Now it happens that you have terminated and it was successful. Maybe what are the physical effects or maybe emotional effects that this whole process comes with?
People feel guilty. That's the one. People feel guilty because termination of pregnancy, it's something that people speak about. So whenever people speak about termination of pregnancy, you will be triggered because you know what you did. So you always have that guiltiness. But there are services that you need to go to so that you get help. Psychologists are there for free here, to help you. And another thing, cramps. You'll be cramping, feeling pain, and all that for a particular period of time.
Yeah. So those are the physical effects. Now, speaking about someone who has done it now illegally, maybe what are the effects of doing that? Because you have mentioned that there could be incomplete abortion. Maybe what are the other effects of doing illegal termination?
You get sick.
It's scarring as well.
Yeah.
You can scar your uterus and not have babies later on in life. Or you could use your own uterus. So this is why they will tell you do it in time when everything is good and in smaller scales, because the longer the pregnancy stays with you, the harder it becomes to detach, just like that, because it's a baby. It's no longer just a small embryo. It's bigger than that. Even the placenta is bigger now at point in time, and it's holding at least 60% of your uterus. So for you to actually try to detach it, it becomes a huge thing. So yeah, the other thing is, like it's been mentioned, you can have a sepsis from retained
organs.
Organs. Mm-hmm. It's not organs. It's bits and pieces of the pregnancy. So it could be the placenta that held on and whatever. So you can have sepsis that would actually mean you could even die.
Mm.
So that's why we try to help people to do the right thing in the at the right time, because timing is everything with a pregnancy. It is a very short period. 40 weeks is not a long period. Mm. It's very short. So all you need to do is make your decision when you find out whether you want to keep the baby or not. You only need at least 48 hours to sit with yourself and wallow in what could and what could have been and what could not, and then decide whether you want to continue and move on. The fact that you do feel guilty may be something that is managed afterwards, because even when you have a child and you lose them, you feel guilty because you think you didn't do enough. You do. Hmm. It's you go through the stages of loss when you actually have an abortion. So all the stages need you to actually be present and not just shovel them under the carpet. So that's why you need to go through the right channels. If you're a spiritual person, do it the spiritual way. If you're a cultural person, do it the cultural way. If you are a person that doesn't know how else to do it, you still need to actually go the psychology and management way, because it will actually haunt you if you do not deal with it.
Now, maybe if we can talk about maybe some of the myths that people do have about termination of pregnancy that maybe students or young people should be aware of, that are just incorrect.
Myths.
Like stories that people believe that
myths. Okay. That babies come back and haunt you and ask for names and things like that. That's why I was saying, if you are a spiritual person, please do it your spiritual, because we can't prescribe that. It's out of our scope. We're only doing it the medical way. So that's what we know. And those other things we don't know. If you come to me and say you want to bamba ihlahla and take your baby, I won't say no to you, because it's what you believe in. But I'm not well versed in that context. I don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. I won't actually speak on the subject.
So others, one of the myths that I've heard actually is that you may end up after termination, you may struggle to conceive again, because there's that child out there who needs to be recognized. Mm. And others, they actually go through the process of naming the child. Mm. Now, you tell your elders that I was once pregnant, this is what I did. Mm. And then you have to go through a process now again of acknowledging what you did, acknowledging the child, name the child, and so that people know, okay, so-and-so had a child.
One other thing I want to say is, people that have done it, some people get too comfortable doing it. They do it over and over again. It becomes a method of contraceptive for them. Mm. So I would suggest, rather than doing that, people have what they call a morning after. That's when you actually, after having sex, you actually think about it. Mm. You can actually pop to the clinic and have a morning after pill that would actually disseminate anything that would want to actually embed itself on yourself. So it is a safer option, but it's also not a contraceptive method. Then you can always opt for taking contraceptives over time, and then until you decide to have a child, then you will stop to taking those. It's a safer way. I think it's safer because I've used it as a woman. It's worked for me to a certain point, yeah. So I think other people can use it. I know they will actually say other things about those methods, but it's a story for another day. I think Nontle covered it up.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, everything has its own problems. We cannot be covered by the same cloth and expect the same outcomes. So, yeah, trying out is one of the way we find out.
Yeah, so just to add on what Sister Gasa is saying, that some people are using termination of pregnancy as a method of contraception. Mm. But others, they just fall pregnant and then terminate. And you ask, why are you doing that? No, I just wanted to check whether I'm fertile.
How? Something like that happens?
Yes.
Yo.
They just want to check their fertility.
Hmm.
They're not interested in the pregnancy. they want to fall pregnant to check if they are fertile or not, if they're able to conceive or not.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised by what people do out there.
I am really surprised. Now, before we wrap it up, I'm just going to give you an opportunity to add maybe a few things that you would like to leave out there for our listeners.
I would love to tell them from next week, the 16th of February to the 23rd. Is it the 23rd or 27th? 27th of February, we're actually having First Things First. We would love to have everyone come and test and see what else we have for them in store. We also are offering contraceptive methods, which we call sexual health and reproductive health methods. So we have everything that we have on offer in the clinic. And we're also doing a little bit of PrEP and PEP exposure. We're exposing them to that method of trying to manage or prevent contracting HIV in the run whilst they're actually doing their undergrad courses. So I'm not saying undergrad courses don't require people to actually have babies, but it's usually safer to actually try and separate those two, because one requires its own attention, and if you add on the other one, it becomes a divided attention and you lose one of the two. So yeah, and I would love anyone who would like to call in and give us ask some of the questions, answers to some of the questions that have been asked before, to stand a chance to win a cup for this weather. It would be lovely to
All right. Right, yes.
For me, as we wrap up, I would just to encourage our sisters to take care of themselves, because it is a fact that as much as pregnancy involves two people, but in most of the time, it's the woman that end up being alone, if I may say, because most of the guys don't take a responsibility. And I will hope maybe one day with Sister Kasaguti, we can have a program still about pregnancy, but focuses on the guys. On the males, because normally we just focus on the girls, what they need to do to make sure that then they do not fall pregnant. But most of them we neglect the guys, because they are the ones. Apparently, it can take how many men? 40 men to impregnate all women in the world. So can actually see, which, okay, if we deal with a boy child, we are also dealing with the problem, pregnancy.
Yeah. Pretty huge words. Now, I'm going to allow that question before we go to the song. Maybe that question, because Sister Sbia did on Monday ask a very difficult question, but some were able to answer and some were not. Yeah. But we're going to try again today. And someone did walk away with a cup. Yeah. So we're going to try again today. So I'm going to leave it up to you, that question. Any that is coming to mind, something we talked about. Yeah,
I've spoken about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Maybe then we can ask them, how long do they have before they how much time do they have before they terminate?
Yeah, you have it. Hit us up on 0681608832. How long does it take before you can terminate? Give us the time. They did say it, so if you were listening, you will get the answer. Let's go here. When we come back, we're getting into your comments. Make sure you have the right answer. Ungabhali ucime like the last time, because that is what they were doing. But let's go here. Alicia Keys, No One. When we come back, hopefully we do get some of your comments. I just want
you home. You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future. You can be so that it will only get better. You and me together through the days and nights. I don't worry, cause everything's gonna be alright. People keep saying
Red Bull Denture Style is coming to KZN. No judges, no routines, just freestyles, confidence, and your signature moves. Catch the Campus Dance Showcase and Burgle at MUT on the 13th of February 2026 from 1 to 4 p.m. leading to the regional event. Then join us on the 15th of February at 1 p.m. at Ushaga Marine World Beach Arena to register as a dancer. The crowd decides, so bring the energy and let's make it loud. Yeah, so that was Alicia Keys. That one is called No One Right Here on MUT Radio. As we are wrapping up Yonage Health Talk on a Thursday today, I was joined by Sister Gasa and also as Use Mondli Wakantuli joining me live right here on MUT Radio. So I'm not getting any comments. Some are calling. Don't call. Just WhatsApp on 068-160-8832. Do not call. Send us a WhatsApp. Send us a voice note, maybe, perhaps. Or just send us a message on WhatsApp on 068-160-8832. Or a gift in there if you don't comment. Because many people make me look into the muzo. So hit us up on 068-160-8832. So maybe as we are still waiting, how can people get a hold of the Campus Health Clinic just for people who are new at MUT?
Okay, for everyone that's new, hopefully they've been to the orientation. The clinic is when you get in the gate, from the gate, you get in from the gate, you take your left, your right, towards the boom gate, and the building on your left is the clinic. Below the main, this is the east wing, is it? This is the east wing.
Yeah, the east. West wing. West or
it's
east?
The east wing.
East wing.
East wing. This is it's below the east wing. It's the basement of the east wing, actually, next to the parking lot that's there. So the clinic is right in front of you, and we have at least a few boards that actually show towards it. It's a free service. It remains a free service for everything until you ask for something we don't have. Then it's no longer free. So anything we offer that you ask for, it is a free service.
Yeah, so people are asking me to repeat the questions. I don't know. We're just going to give them just 1 minute to answer. If they don't answer, we are going back with the prize. The question was...
We're looking for the legal age of a pregnancy for you to be able to terminate. According to the South African Termination of Pregnancy Act, what age should be the pregnancy? Should the pregnancy be, meaning in weeks or in months?
Yes, so hopefully now they have got the question. This is the last time. Now we're not gonna repeat it because since one banyo kuklisha, we are swell and I price the move. Swell and I price the move. Hit us up 068-160-8832. That is the number. Was who's conducting you on. Let's go here. When we come back, we're getting into your comments right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. And remember, tomorrow it's World Radio Day.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
This Friday on World Radio Day, MUT will be part of a groundbreaking national broadcasting moment. The DRM Consortium and the DRM Southern Africa will be testing digital distance learning using cutting-edge DRM broadcasting technology. And MUT Radio will bring you every moment live.
DRM, or Digital Radio Mondiale, is the future of radio. One frequency delivering crystal clear audio plus text and educational content at the same time. It's energy efficient, spectrum smart, and built for real learning, even in places with no internet.
And on Friday, MUT becomes the only campus in South Africa showcasing how DRM can power distance education for the future.
Don't miss this exclusive broadcast only on MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Hi, my name is Nokolo Ntuli and I've registered at MUT and I'm happy. I'm going to be doing agriculture, animal production. Thank you.
My name is Luazi Dube. I come all the way from KwaMashu. I'm going to be a first year learner at MUT and I'm so excited to be learning here and I can't wait for every exciting thing that's going to be happening here at MUT while I starting my first year. I finally got my student card today and I can't wait to start.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Ikamala ngutsabisa maphumulo ngizowenza chemical engineering khona la eMangosuthu. And ngoba sengiregistrile ngizizwa ngihappy kakhulu because hey umuntu ulindile kodwa egcineni ngicinga kwalunga sengihappy nje.
Oh, hi guys, this is Sula Makanya, MUT student. This is a course in diploma in human resource management. I'm so excited. I don't know how to describe this feeling, but
you're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Yes, just like that, tomorrow is celebrating your World Radio Day. You don't want to miss anything, everything that is going to be happening tomorrow. So right now, I'm seeing only just one voice note. So we're going to hear from this person, Utini Asanda Wagakasa. So we're going to play it. Hopefully you get it right because you are our last hope. If you don't get it right, I give this a sibekelolunye usuku. But let's hear, Uti, what do you have to say?
Uti and Sister P. And same only, my name is Asanda Gasa. I'm a student at MUT doing electrical engineering. Well, I'm not sure if I've heard the question correctly.
Okay, what is correct,
but I think, oh, Sister Gasa, Uted, what age are you allowed to do ETOP, which is termination of pregnancy? I think it's 18. When you're 18 years old, I'm not sure if I've heard the question correct, or if she asked Uguti at how.
What delete? Aige, yasazi. But umbuzo ngathi uthole wrong. Uthole wrong.
At what stage of the pregnancy?
At what age? Aige, should I give this pinda naye mumva? Sadly, si pinda naye mumva je. But
another thing, just to maybe correct correct the age.
Okay.
Actually, as from age 12.
From age 12?
Yes.
Even nine. If you are 9 years old in South Africa, you're regarded a woman if you're pregnant.
Oh.
You're no longer a child until you actually deliver and are a mother. Then you become a child.
Okay. I am shocked also.
so they can make their own decisions at night. Okay.
So bad. I get Ilona to what to say now, Lelia. I guess you give this pinanae moon.
Maybe you can just ask another question. How long does the pregnancy last?
Yeah. How long does the pregnancy last? That is the issue.
Whether in
months
or weeks.
Normal pregnancy.
I even know normal pregnancy.
Okay. Maybe not in Jawas.
A normal pregnancy. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is like the easiest question. We'll see how long does a pregnancy last? So hit us up now on 0681608832. This is easy. And this is, I think, the easiest question is in the
book.
Yeah, the easiest. We'll see 9 months.
Correct.
Which is correct.
But yeah. Yeah, so to you, when I talk, I'm going to help you. I
don't know. I'm going to get down to the position.
Asanda, usuzoza nje uyalazi kusiko lethu. Uzoza nje studio anytime ositholayo nje today. If you're on campus, uzoza join ala MUT Radio. Gift, I think, uzoyithola khona sizokwehlika nawe siye campus health clinic. And then you're gonna fetch your gift. Hey, umbuzo wakho ubulula. Ubulula. Awuthi sisiza ukuthi uthi mhlawumbe uyakikiza uyajabula sazi. So,
velocity, the pregnancy, the normal pregnancy lasts for 9 months. Yeah. Some of people, they give birth before 9 months, but the normal months is 9 months.
Yeah.
Okay. I also it's only a gift. So, Asanda, and also identify, and then now gift. But also thank you very much, Sister Gasa, and also now Semondli for joining us on MUT Radio. We're speaking about pregnancy and pregnancy termination. If you got here a little bit late, so be corner on our podcast, just download the MUT Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store. Thank you very much.
Thank you, MUT Radio, for having us.
Yes, thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.